Shia starts Be'ez Hashem and Daf Nun Dalid Amid Beis, three lines before the wide lines with the words Haba Alazach. Yesterday, Shia, we discussed two concepts, the Iser of Mishkav Zacha and the Iser of somebody that is Ba'al Behema or allows himself to be Nirva to a Behema. There are several psukim in the Torah that deal with the concept of Mishkav Zacha, several psukim throughout the Torah that deal with the concept of Znus with a Behema. In our yesterday Shia, we established exactly what the purpose is for each of those psukim. In regard to Mishkav Zacha, the Torah tells us in Parshas Achrei, the Azacha Lefishkav Mishkav Aisha. The problem, however, is that that pasuk is referring to the active partner, to the Shaychev, Azacha Lefishkav Mishkav Aisha. How do we know that there is a lav as well to the Nishkav, to the passive partner of Mishkav Zacha? In yesterday Shia, we learned the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that the lav for a nishkav in Mishkav Zachar is a lav found in Parshas Kiseitze, that lo yeh kaddish. Now kaddish is a general term for immorality. How do we know it refers to the nishkav of Mishkav Zachar? So Rabbi Yishmael explained that there is a pasuk in Nach that describes the matzav of Klal Yisrael during the days of Yerchavim, and the pasuk says all was not well. So we see that the term Kadesh and Toyeva go hand in hand. In regard to Mishkav Zacha, we find the term Toyeva. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel learns that the lav of Layir Kadesh refers to Mishkav Zacha. We already have a lav to the Shoichev, therefore we apply that lav to the Nishkav. Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Rabbi Akiva said that the pasuk in Parshas Achrei that deals clearly with Mishkav Zachar tells us that there is both an issa for the Shoichev and the Nishkav. The pasuk says that the Zachar lo Sishkav Mishkav Eisha, which indeed refers to the active partner, but the pasuk is also to be read via Zachar lo Sishachev Mishkav Eisha, which should refer to the passive partner. Now, because of this machlokes, a new halacha develops. Once again, we are on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, three lines on top of the wide lines with the words Habala Zachar. Habala Zachar, the heavy olive Zachar. Somebody is both the Shoichev, the active partner, and the passive partner. He is a Shoigeg. He is not aware of the fact that this is Aser. He engaged in both acts. And the Shaila is he Chayev one Karban Chatas or two Karbats? Amr Abavo, Ledibir of Yishmael, who says there is a separate lav for the Shoichev and a separate lav for the Nishkav, Chayev Shtayim. He would be Chayev to bring two Karbats. Chadimilei Sishkav, one because of the Hazara that he was over in Pashas Achli that says, the Azacha lo Sishkav Mishkav Eisha, the Chada, and one carbon, Mila Yekadosh. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Azara for the Nishkav is found in Pashas Kiseitze, and that is a separate lav. L'divi Rabbi Akiva, however, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that both the Azara for the Shoichev and the Nishkav are learned from the same Pasuk, Eina Chayva L'Achas. He would only be Chayv one carbon, although he engaged in both acts, for Lo Sishkav and Lo Sishachev Chadi, it's one pasuk. So although he engaged in two different concepts, Shoichev and Nishkav, it is still one lav. He was not aware of the fact that it is Aser. He did it Behelem Achas at one time, one right after the other. Therefore, there would only be the obligation to bring one carbon, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, in regard to the concept of Baal Behema, there is a pasuk in Parshas Achrei that reads, "B'chol behema l'sitin shechastcha l'tamava." This pasuk is also directed against the active partner, l'sitin shechastcha, the shoichev. How do we know that the same issa, the same severity of the concept applies to somebody that allows himself to be nirva to a behema, although he is passive? So here we have the same machlokes as before. The la'yia kaddish in Parshas Kiseitze, which says nobody should designate himself for immorality, that lav, according to Rabbi Yishmael, applies to the nishkav with a behem, as well as it does for a nishkav in Mishkav Zachar. So the lav of Layir Kadesh tells us two azars, the nishkav for Mishkav Zachar and the nishkav in regard to the behem. On this count, Rabbi Akiva disagreed as well, and Rabbi Akiva said the nishkav in regard to a behem is learned again from the very same pasuk that we know the azara for the shoichev. B'chol behem l'sitein shechavtecha. This can also be read Bechol Behema Loisitein Shechavasech, which would refer grammatically to the passive partner as well as the active partner. So Rabbi Akiva has both the Azara for the Shoichev and the Nishka from the Pasuk in Parshas Achrei, and Rabbi Shmuel goes to a different Pasuk. Therefore, Zakta Gemara Vaita, Habala Behema, if he is both the active partner and then the Hezi Behema Olav, he engages in the passive act, and he did this b'shaygeg, so there should be a carbon chatas. On the Rebbe Vahu, the Dibri Rebbe Yishmael Chayiv Shtayim, he would be Chayiv two karbanis. For the Shaychim and the Nishkav are two separate lavim. Chad, he would be Chayiv one carbon. Mitzad the Pasuk and Pashas Achrei, Milesit and Shechastacha, the Chad, and he would be Chayiv another carbon chatas from the other lavim, Pashas Kiseitzi, of Miloyia Kadesh, which, according to Rebbe Yishmael, is the Azara for the Nishkav with the Behema. The Divi of Yakiva, whoever, according to Rabbi Yakiva, if he would be both the passive and active partner in a relation with a behema, ein chayv l'akas, he would only be chayv one carbon chatas. For shechavtcha and a shchivasech chadhi, it is both from the same pasuk. That the Rabbi Yakiva learns the azara for the shaychev and the nishkav, and therefore it is only considered one lav, being that he did it at one time without any knowledge in the middle that there is something wrong with this, he would only be chayv one carbon. Abaye, however, disagrees with Rebbe Vahu. And Abaye says that Rabbi Yishmael is not of the opinion that the Layia Kaddish and Pashas Kiseitse refers to the Nishkav with a Behem. And therefore Abaye says a fiddle divid of Yishmael Nani, Ein Achayv al-Achas. If somebody engages in both the role of a Shaychev and a Nishkav with a Behem, he is only Chayv one Karden Chatas. The Chik Siv Layia Kaddish, because when the Pasuk says Layia Kaddish, the Gavrik Siv, that isn't an independent lav for a Nishkav with a Behema. Layia Kaddish does not refer to any relation with a Behema. Indeed, Kaddish is a general term for immorality, but it is a general term for Znus. And the term Znus is not used for a Behema. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Yevamos learns this from the Pasuk, Me Estam Zayna Umechir Kelef. In regard to human beings, the term Znus is used. In regard to the Kelef, there is a whole different term. And the aspects of Znus, many of the halachas of Znus, don't apply to the concept of Behema. Although, of course, this is a terribly immoral act, and there's a chiyuv misa for this, but it's not Znus. Now, if that's the case, how does Rabbi Yishmael know that there is an Azara at all for a Nishkav with a Behema? El Rabbi Yishmael Azara l'Nishkav min Nolei, until now we assume that it is the lav of Aliyah Kaddish. And for the Gemara Navkalei, he learns it from a pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim. There's a pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim that reads, Mikol Shaychev and Behema Mois Yumas. Now this pasuk doesn't tell us in Azara, it doesn't tell us that anything is Asur. This pasuk just tells us that if somebody is Shaychev and Behema Mois Yumas, he is punished by death. However, we already have a pasuk that says that there is death for one that has relations with a Behema, pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim. So Imein Ayinyin L'Shaychev, because we already have a pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim that reads, V'yisha Sheyitei Shechavtei B'Behema Mois Yumas. So why this pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim Mikol Shaychev and Behema Mois Yumas? Imeina Yinyin L'Shaychev Tneu Inyin L'Nishkav. This is one of the drashas Chazal. If we have an extra pasuk, we can take that drasha and apply it elsewhere. So we say that Mikol Shaychev in Behema Mois Yumas does not refer to a Shaychev, but rather we apply it to a Nishkav. And a Nishkav in a Behema is Mois Yumas. Now if that is the case, why didn't the Torah say that Kol Nishkav in Behema Mois Yumas? Why say Kol Shoychev in Behema? And I have to use a drasha to teach me that this Shoychev is actually referring to a Nishkav. Faktabaya, the Afke Rachman le Nishkav, the Lashon Shoychev, to give us a message. And to teach us that they are mamish the same. There is no difference between a Shoychev and a Nishkav. Ma Shoychev Onesh V'Hizr, there is an Onesh and Nazara. Af Nishkav, also in regard to the Nishkav, Onesh V'Hizr, the same Onesh and Nazara applies. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yishmael, the way Abaye is learning, we now have derived from the Pesukim that the same Azara in Pashas Achrei for a Shaychev also applies to a Nishkav. So it is one lav. Therefore, if somebody assumes the role of both a Shaychev and then of a Nishkav, Behelem Achas, not knowing any better, he is only Chayev one Karben Chathas, even according to Rabbi Yishmael. Now that is Abaye's Shita. Once again, Rabbi Vo's Shita is that the Nishkav in both cases, in Nishkav Zachar and in Behema, are both learned from the Lav and Pashas Kiseitse, the Lav of Layia Kaddish. Therefore, Zach the Gemara Vait, Hanirva LaZachar VaHanirva LaBehema. If somebody is a Shaygik, he does not know that this is Aser, and he engages in two acts of Behelem Achas. He is Nirva to a Zachar, and he is also the passive partner to a Behema. Amar Rebbe Vo, L'Divi Rebbe Yakiva Chayiv Shtayim. Rebbe Kiva says that the very pasuk that teaches us the Azara in regard to the Shaychev in both concepts teaches us the Azara in regard to the Mishkav. In regard to Mishkav Zacha, the pasuk says, V'yazacha lo yisishkav Mishkav Isha. This is read as well, V'yazacha lo yisishachev Mishkav Isha, referring to the passive partner. In regard to Behema, the pasuk says, B'chol Behema lo yisitein shechavtecha, referring to the active partner. Rabbi Kiva says this should also read, lo yisitein shechavasech, referring to the passive partner. So in any event, there are definitely two different lavim for the Nishkav in Mishkav Zacha and for the Nishkav with the Behema. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, surely if he engages in both acts, Chayiv Shtayim, he is Chayiv two karbanis, two chatas. Chadim ilay sishachay, from the lay sishachay of the Mishkav Zachar, the chadim ilay sitan shechavasech, which is mentioned in regard to a behem. However, L'divid Rabbi Yishmael, who says that both the Nishkav in regard to Mishkav Zachar and the Nishkav in regard to behema are inclusive in the Pasuk and Pashas Kisei Sivli Yekadesh, that means it's only one laugh. And if somebody is over the same laugh several times behel amachas without any idea of the time, without knowing that it's asr, ein chayev al achas. He is only chayev one carbon chatas. For idi the idi la yekadishu. Both the nishkav in regard to mishkav zacha and the nishkav in regard to behema are the same lav of la yekadish. Abaya says that a fil l'divid yishmoel nami chayev shtayim. If somebody is a nirva to a zacha and then to a behema, he is chayev two lavim, even according to Rabbi Yishmoel. And this is the same Abaya that we learned previously, the Abaya that says that Rabbi Yishmael does not learn the Nishkav of a Behemah from the Pasuk of Liyah Kaddish, because Liyah Kaddish refers to human beings only. And according to Abaya, how does Rabbi Yishmael know that there is an Azara for a Nishkav with a Behemah? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Shoychev in Behemah Mois Yumas. The Yoinish for a Shoychev in Behemah is death. Now we know that already from Pashas Kedoshim, so im einoi inyan l'shaychev, to know inyan l'nishkav, as we learned previously. The Pasuk is telling us that for a nishkav with a behemah there is death. And the reason the Torah doesn't just say that for a nishkav there is death, why does the Torah have to say for a shaychev? There is a message over here. The afkei rachmana l'nishkav b'loshen shaychev, to teach us that ma shaychev onash v'hizir, just like in regard to the shaychev. There are clear psukim that deal with the einish and the azara, the punishment and the iser. Af Nishkav, the Nishkav to a behema, is included in the very same psukim that teaches the Yisr and the Yonish for the Shaychev. We know the Yisr for a Shaychev because the Pasuk says, B'chol behema l'sita l'shaftecha l'tamava. We know the Yonish for a Shaychev because the Pasuk in Kedoshim says, V'yish ashayitein shechafte de behema mois yumas. The Gzeres HaKasav over here, the fact that the Torah refers in Pashas Mishpate to a Nishkav with the term Shaychev, teaches us that whatever applies to a Shaychev applies to a Nishkav. And therefore Rabbi Yishmael knows that there is an Azara for a Nishkav, the same way there is an Azara for a Shaychev, but it has nothing to do with the Lav of Liyah Kaddish. And therefore if somebody engages in the act of being the passive partner to a Zacha and then to a Behema, it is not the same Lav of Liyah Kaddish. The Nishkav in Mishkav Zacha is Saka the Lav of Liyah Kaddish according to Rabbi Yishmael, but the Nishkav in regard to a Behema is the regular Lav, the same Lav as the Shaychev. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there would be two obligations of a carbon chatz. Abel, continues the Gemara, if somebody engages in four successive acts of immorality, behel machas, not knowing that this is prohibited, habal azachar and vehevi zachar alav, he was both the shaychev and nishkav with the zachar, and then habal behema vehevi behema alav, he continued to be both the active and passive partners with a behema. Bein Rabbavo and Bein Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Shalosh, he will be Chayiv three Chatais for these four acts, and Rabbi Akiva, Chayiv Shtayim, he will be Chayiv two Chatais for the four acts. So let's first look at Rabbi Shmuel according to Rabbavo. The Yisr for a Shaychev im Azachar is clear in Parashas Achrei. The Azachar is Sishkav Mishkav Isha. The Yisr for a Nishkav im Azachar is from the Pasuk of Layyah Kaddish and Parashas Kisaitse. So for the acts of being the Shaychev and Nishkav with the Zachar, we already have two Chatais. Now, in addition, he was both the Shaychev and Nishkav with the Behema. Now, the Lav of Shaychev with the Behema is also a clear, explicit Lav in Pashas Achrei. The Pasuk says, B'chol Behema l'sitin shechav t'chol etamava. The Azar, however, for a Nishkav with the Behema, according to Rabbi Vohu, is, in Rabbi Shmuel's eyes, the Lav of Liyah Kaddish, which is the very same Lav of the Nishkav with the Zachar. So there will not be a separate chatas for the last of the four acts, the nishkav with the behema. That already would be included in the last of nishkav in the zach. According to Abaya, we would have the same cap for the four successive acts, shaychev and nishkav with the zachar and shaychev and nishkav with the behema. There would be three chatas according to Rabbi Shmuel. Shaychev with the zachar is the lav of the zachar leishkav mishkav veyisha. Nishkav with the zachar is the lav of Layyah Kadesh, even according to Abaya. Abaya just says the Layyah Kadesh does not refer to the Nishkav ima behema. Nishkav ima behema, says Abaya, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, is inclusive in the Azara for the Shaychev ima behema. And therefore, Nishkav with the behema and Shaychev with the behema is only one lav. So according to Abaya as well, for the four acts of Shaychev and Nishkav, with both the zachar and behema, there are only three chatois. According to Rebbe Vol, there are only three because Nishkav with Zachar and Nishkav with Behema are one laugh. According to Abai, there are only three because Shaychev and Nishkav with the Behema are the one laugh. But Lamaisa, there are only three. Rebbe Kiva clearly says that the Azara for both Shaychev and Nishkav are all included in the same Pasuk. And therefore, here too, both would be mighty that according to Rebbe Kiva, for the four successive acts, there would only be two Chatas. The Shaychev and the Nishkav with the Zachar are considered the same lav twice. The Shaychev and Nishkav with the Behema are considered the same lav twice. And therefore, being that he had no knowledge of the Yisr in between the subsequent acts, there would only be two Chatais, one for each respective lav. Zach the Gemara Vayta, Tani Rabban, Zachar. In regard to Mishkav Zachar, Loi Asi Boy Katan Kigadl. Although we stated in yesterday's Shia, that in order for a Shaychev to be Chayev, the Nishkav need not necessarily be a Gadol. However, there is some type of a Shear. There is a minimum age for the Nishkav in order for us to say that the Shaychev is Chayev Mis. That is in regard to Mishkav Zachar. Behem, as far as the Behem is concerned, the age of the Behem is totally irrelevant. Asiba Ketana Kigdoyla. Now, in regard to a Zachar, the age is relevant. So, my loy Asiba Katan Kigadol. Surely the Nishkav, as explained, does not have to be bar mitzvah, does not have to be a gadol, in order for the Shaychev to be chayiv. It is possible for the Shaychev to be chayiv mitzvah, for the Nishkav to be pater because he is underage. But what is the minimum age to constitute a bia? Here we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. I'm a Rav. Le'asu bias pachas mi ben tesh hashanim ki ben tesh hashanim. If a gadol has relations with a katan that is under 9 years of age, the gadol too is not chayiv misa. We will soon see why. B'ez Hashem, a Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, "Layasu bias pachas ben shalosh shana, ki ben shalosh shana." If the child is over 3 years of age, and the gadol that has relations with him will be chayiv misa. It is only under the age of three that I say the shaychev would not be punished. The Ma'akimifki, what is the dispute between Rav and Shmuel? Rav Sava called the isa the shaychev isa ben nishkav. Any concept that pertains to the Shaychev would pertain to the Nishkav as well. Behold, the lesser, the Shaychev, lesser the Nishkav. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Azara for both the Shaychev and Nishkav are listed in the same pasuk. Now, in regard to the Shaychev, if the active partner would be less than 9 years of age and he would be bar on a gadol would be the passive partner. There is no shaila that the gadol, the Nishkav, would not be chayiv misa. Because the bia of a pachas mi ben tesh does not constitute bia. It isn't considered the act of Mishkav Zachar in the sense that he could be punished. Being, says Rav, that both the Isurim for the Shaychev and Nishkav are derived from the same pasuk, the same concept that would disqualify the bia of the Shaychev would also disqualify the bia of the Nishkav. And therefore, if a Shaychev is a gadol, if the active partner is a gadol, but the passive partner, the Nishkav, is under 9 years of age, this bia is not considered a bia, and therefore the gadol should not be punished. Now, he may be punished, but there is no death penalty at this point that Bezin could do. The Rishonim explained that the Chachamim will give him Malkus Matz, but in any event, a Shmuel Saba, Shmuel says the cutoff point is not 9 years of age for the Nishkav, but 3 years of age. For Mishkavei Ishaksiv, the pasuk in teaching us the Azara for Mishkav Zachar says, the Azara leSishkav Mishkavei Isha. So the same concept that applied to Mishkavei Isha will apply here as well. In regard to a girl, Pachas, Mibas Gimel Shanim, does not constitute Diyah. We'll see later on in regard to what this applies to, but it is not considered a Diyah. And therefore, in regard to a zachar as well, we say that the same guidelines will apply. If the nishkav is less than three, this does not constitute a bia, and he would not be punished with the death penalty, even though the sheichev is a lot older than 3 years old and is a gadol. Zach the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa the Rab, we learned a braisa that substantiates Rab. Zachar, what is the shear of a nishkav in the act of nishkav zachar? It is ben tesha shanim v'yaymechat. If the nishkav is under the age of nine, this does not constitute a deraisa that could be of nishkav zachar, and therefore the shaychev, although he is a gadol, would not be put to death. Rashi explains that we know that we are referring to the nishkav over here when we say ben tesha shanim v'yaymechat, because the term zachar, which is a noun, would refer to the passive partner, the nishkav, and not the sheichev. Rashi has other ayahs as well. Akoponim zakta gemara zaitas, we go to the top of Daphnan Hayamad Aleph, the Baraisa continues. Habala behema, we are not referring to the nishkav zachar anymore, but Habala behema, bein kedaka, bein shaloi kedaka. He is chayev whether or not he does it naturally or unnaturally. Furthermore, the Baraisa says, v'yuisha hamaviyas a behema olea, an isha that brings the behemoth upon herself, bein kedaka, bein shaloi kedaka, whether naturally or unnaturally, chayiv, she is subject to the death penalty. Darsh of Nachman Bar Chizkiya, of Nachman Bar Chizkiya dashed, the isha in the case of a woman, shnei mishkavos, there are two types of mishkavos, natural and unnatural, both are equally as severe. Ube behemoth mishkavach, only a natural bia would constitute a bia. Now, Rashi explains, if an isha is involved, even though it's an isha that is nirvasla behema, there is a chiyuv if it's kedaka or shaloi kedaka. But if it's a zacha that's roiva a behema, it is only if it is kedaka. Shaloi kedaka, if it is unnatural, and there is no chiyuv, because the gzeres akasif, that both natural and unnatural bias are equally as severe, is only found in regard to an isha. Maskavlot of papa, adab, the svar is the opposite. Isha di orchehi, in regard to relations with an isha, which is common, which is natural, so the svara would be that a mishkav mechayiv, on a natural bia there should be a chiyuv if this woman is prohibited to him. Ameida machrina loy mechayiv, but on any unnatural, any other type of a relationship, there should not be a chiyuv, because in regard to an isha there is a natural way, so the unnatural way should be different. It should not constitute an isha. Behemah, in regard to a behemah, it is not shechti mechalik between natural and unnatural. The whole act is unnatural. Behemah the lav archihi, so l'chayiv alav kol nekev and nekev. It makes no difference. Now Tosfos explains that if papa does not mean to say that in regard to an isha one is only chayiv with a natural bia, that is pasha. There are kamarais and psukim and all over shas. We see that in regard to an isha, both natural and unnatural bias are equally as severe. If papa just means the question of Nachman's reasoning, you're saying that in regard to a woman, both bias are just as severe. In regard to a behemoth, there is only mishkav echad, only a natural bia would present a chiyuv. The svar is pinfakat. If anything, in regard to an isha, an unnatural bia should not create a chiyuv, because there should be a natural bia. But in regard to a behemoth, there should be no chilik at all between natural or unnatural. And what the Papa means to say is that if the fact of the matter is that in regard to an isha, the Torah tells us both natural and unnatural bias are equally as severe, in regard to a behemoth, there surely should not be any chilek. And an unnatural bias should be just as severe as a natural bias. And indeed, like the Gemara Tarni, we learned in a braisa, Zachar ben Tasha son of Yaymechad, in regard to Mishkav Zachar, if he is 9 years of age or older, or Habo'al behema, Bein Kedaka, Bein Shaloi Kedaka, or the Yuisha Hamaziyas of Behema Olel, Bein Kedaka, Bein Shaloi Kedaka, in all of these cases, Chayiv, there is a Chiyiv. Zak de Gemara Zayta, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Hame'era Bezachar Mahu. The term Hera refers to the first stage of Bia. There's a Shaila what this is. There are two opinions in Masechtas Yevamos. Others say it is Meshikas Eivral Hanekev. Others say it is Achnasas Atara, a little bit more. But in any event, in regard to the other arayas, we learn from Nida where the Torah says, "V'gila zervasa es makayra era," that a era itself already constitutes the complete bia, and there would be a chiyah from this point and on. So Ravina shaila to Rabbi is hamera bezachar ma? What would be the halacha in regard to a zachar? Would this stage already constitute a chiyah? Hamera bezachar? Frek the Gemara. Of course, mishkave ishaksiv bay. The pasuk says, "V'yazachar le'seishkav mishkavei isha." So whatever guidelines apply to Mishkevei Isha are applied to Zachar as well. Elam of the Gemara, the Shaila is Hamera Bibehema now. In regard to a behema, with the first stage of Bia constitute a Gemar Bia and a Chiv already? Amalei, so he told. We have an extra era that is mentioned in the Torah. In Eino Inyan, Li'era de Ksiva Gabi Yachois Aviv V'Yachois Imai, in regard to a mother's sister and a father's sister, the Torah says Ki Asherai Ha'era, the Lord Tzricha, and we really don't need it over there. The Iskish Le'era de Nida. In regard to Nida, the Torah already told us that this constitutes Gemar Bia, and there is a Hekish that compares all concepts of Arayis to Nida. So Nida already teaches us that in regard to all the Arayis, Ha'era is Gemar Bia. So why does the Torah have to again reiterate that concept in regard to a Chaisimei and a Chaisavit? So here we apply the cloud that if you don't need it at its location, to know Inyan someplace else, and that would be apply it Le'era de Behema. And in regard to a behemoth too, this would constitute a chiyah from this stage and on. The Gemara, however, finds this a little bit difficult to accept, to sort of transplant the era of a chayis aviv to behemoth. Mechti, the concepts aren't alike at all. Behemoth mechayvi misas bezdin hi. The einish for baal behemoth is misas bezdin. So if the Torah wanted to write the concept of hera in regard to the behemoth at a different location, the Torah would have not put it at a different type of a concept. Lumli the cause of Lehera Dida Gabi Chayvi Krisus. Those errors are Chayvi Krisus. This is a Chayv Mises Bezdin. So why would I apply the guidelines of a Chayv Krisus to Behema? Indeed, there is such a concept. That sometimes the Torah puts a concept, a halacha, of one idea at a different location. And we have to understand that if it's extra over there, it has to be applied someplace else. But Lichtavei Gabi Chayvi Mises Bezdin, the Torah should have then wrote it at a different Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. There are many other ervois that are Chiyuv Mises Bezdin, and then V'ligmer Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Mechayvi Mises Bezdin. But so if indeed the Torah is putting a concept over here that belongs by the Hema, the Torah would not put it by the ervois that are Chiyuv Krisis, the Torah would put it by the ervois that are similar to the Hema. And for the Gemara, no, that's not a kasha. It is possible that it is from this pasuk, dealing with a chayis aviv and a chayis imai, that we should derive from there what the guidelines are in regard to the behemah. However, kuli kol ledrasha hu d'yasi, being that the entire pasuk is ledrasha, Rashi explains that the whole concept of a chayis aviv and a chayis imai are mentioned elsewhere anyhow, so the pasuk is just teaching us, in a sense, zayta gazachin, the pasuk is not coming to teach us the main yesod of the inyan. Therefore, Kasiva Nami Musa the Drasha. So the whole pasuk is full of things that have to be applied someplace else. We can't look at this and say, why would the Torah put it over there? That's a different concept. That isn't the concept at all. That whole pasuk is Ladrash. What is the halacha? The shayla is, would this constitute the chiyuv of both Shoiches and Nishkas? Amalei, so he told him, Kavasasa, Rashi says you are being mitzayami because you are asking things that are physically impossible to do. Other Rishonim explain that it was the nature of the topic that bothered Rav Sheshes. The Rif learns Kavasasa means hafachta as b'nei miyaya lihakia because of your shayla. Amar Vashi maita bayalach, what is your shayla? You ask if a person is me'ara diatzmai, is he liable on both counts of Shaykhav and Ishkav? Because she with an A, because she Lemishkachla, it is physically impossible. Kimishkachla, when may an act like this be possible? The Mishamish Mace, with an Aver Mace. So Lamadiyam, according to the opinion that Mishamish Mace be Arayas, one that is Mishamish with an Aver Mace be Arayas Potter, so Hacha Potter. This isn't considered an act of B at all. O Lamadiyam Rechayev, according to the Mandiyam that says Mishamish be Aver Mace is Chayev, it is considered B. So indeed, Hacha Mechayev Tati. Mechayev HaShoichev and Mechayev HaNishkav, because he is doing both. Zakat Gemara Vayta, Bayi Menei Merav Sheshes. Oivet Kechavim Haba Ala Behema. Now, what is the halacha in regard to the Behema? Now, in regard to a Yisrael, that is Reveya Behema, or Yisrael that is Nirva to a Behema, the Behema gets Skila as well as the Yisrael. In our Mishnah, we learned two reasons for that. Takala and Kalayim. Number one, that the animal was a stumbling block for chayt, and therefore we wish to remove it. And also, machmas, the disgrace of the person that is killed. We don't want the animal walking around that people are going to say that because of this creature, so-and-so is stoned. In regard to an Eved Tichavim that is Baal HaBehema, Rashi explains the concept of tekala, the animal being a stumbling block, that still exists, because Bnei Noach are Muzer and Arois. It is a chait, it is a sin for them as well. However, the concept of klein, the concept of degradation, does not exist as much, because the Goyim aren't as makpid, explains Rashi. The Goyim that engage themselves in these type of acts simply don't think that it's disgraceful. And therefore, the concept of embarrassment, the concept of human degradation, this is the animal that was part of the act, doesn't exist in regard to the Eved Tichavim. Those that engage in these types of immoralities don't even consider it a disgrace. And that is the Gemara Shaila. Once again, it was asked of Rav Sheshes, what is the halacha in regard to the behemah? Do we say takala v'kalayin b'inan? We need both taimim in order to kill the behemah, the stumbling block and the disgrace concept. The halacha over here, takala ikka, but kalayin leka. I do more, perhaps, takala afal bisha ein kalayin. Indeed, the Mishnah gives us two reasons for the stoning of the behemah, but perhaps any reason on its own would be sufficient. And although there may not be a concept of kolonia, there is a concept of tekala. If the animal is still a stumbling block, then it should be stoned. Amen of Sheshes Tennessee, we learned the famous, there is a simple answer to this shaila. If or if not, we stone the animal that a medical chavim was bala. The pasuk says in Pashas Riyeh, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, then they task them as mizbechaisim, you should demolish their altars, or shibat them as matzivaisim, the ashereim tisifun b'yesh, and you should burn their sacred trees with fire. Zakter of Sheshes. My lanes, madach trees, she'ein oich, when they don't eat, the ein shleis, and they don't drink, the ein merich, and they don't have the ability to smell. And despite that, the pasuk says that the goyim used this tree as a vaydazara, hashcheis, sarev v'kale. Destroy it, burn it, and wipe it out totally. Why? Hayali bala adam takal al yadam. There's no disgrace over here, the goyim aren't embarrassed about their vaydazaras, but saif, this is considered a stumbling block. Goyim too are mechuyev in the concept of believing in Hashem. So if the tree that can't eat, can't drink, is to be destroyed, Hamaseh chaveri midaki chayim ledaki misa, one that is alive and well and goes around convincing other people ledaki misa to din avodah zarah, alachav kam v'kama, that he is supposed to be wiped out. Akoponim, what do you see from here? That what is the reason we destroy the Asherah? Hoyel ibala adam takala al yadon. There is no concept of disgrace over here. The only concept that exists is that the Asherah is a stumbling block. It is a takala. It was a means by which a guy was Oyved Avodah Zarah, and therefore it has to be destroyed. So an akip that is Baal HaBehema, the Behema too is a takala, although it may not be a kolayin, and therefore the halacha should be that it should be stoned. Elam Yatafek the Gemara. If indeed this is the case, that the animal is to be stoned even though it isn't a means of degradation, but it's just a stumbling block. What happens if an Eved Kechavim bows down to his behemah as an Avodah Zarah? Are we to say that the Sasar Amikdala, that the behemah becomes awesome and it is supposed to be killed? There would be a tremendous irony over here, because in regard to a Yid, the Halacha is beferish, that if somebody bows down to a behemah, the behemah does not become awesome. The Gemara in Temura tells us that balechayim, live animals, don't become Avodah Zarah if somebody bows down to them. And we know this, being that we need an extra pasuk to tell us that this type of an animal would not be roi for a carbon, so it is only for a carbon that it is unfit. However, stamazayit is not asabana. And according to what Yudav Sheshes are saying, that in regard to a guy, if there is takal, although there is no client, the animal should be destroyed, that means lechayra, apparently, that if a guy bows down to his animal, the animal should be destroyed. So in me, you committed to Yisrael, lo yasar, ul yavik lechavim asar. It is very strange to say that we have a situation where a yid does not create the Avodah Zarah, but a guy does. All over, we see that in regard to the Avodah Zarah of a yid, the halachas are much more severe and much more stringent than that of a guy. And for the Gemara and a Hanami, Yisrael Gufa, even in regard to a yid that bows down to a behemah, Lister should become us. If a yid is reveya a behemah, the behemah is killed, the behemah becomes asa. The same is true for a yid that bows down to a behemah. We just said that being that we need a special pasuk in the Torah to say that the behemoth that was bowed down to is possible for a carbon, that means that for chulin it would be kosher. For Rashi, we can say that that pasuk is referring to a case where the behemoth would not be killed. In a case where there aren't any edim, there is only a single witness that saw the yid bowing down to the behemoth. So as far as stoning the behemoth, as far as asering the behemoth with the regular halachas, it would not become us if there aren't any edim over here. However, here the pasuk says that for a carbon that is still unfit. But if there are mamish edim, if the yid is going to be killed for dealing of a desire for bowing down to the behemoth, then indeed the behemoth should become us and should be killed as well. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, there is no kasha as to why if a guy bows down to a behemoth, the behemoth is not killed. This would not prove that if a guy is roiveya behemoth, the behemoth shouldn't be killed. Now Rashi explains there are two ways of understanding Abaya. Either Abaya disagrees with Rafshashis. Rafshashis says that takala alone is a reason to kill the behemoth. Abaya disagrees, and Abaya says in order for the behemoth to be killed, there has to be takala, the behemoth has to be a stumbling block, plus the behemoth has to serve as a symbol of disgrace. That is why we kill the behemoth. And therefore Abaya says, when a guy is roveya of behemoth, there is a concept of disgrace. It is an immoral act. Even a guy is embarrassed to a certain extent. However, in regard to bowing down to an avodah zarah, the guy does not consider this disgraceful at all. And therefore there is absolutely no concept of kalayin, and therefore if a guy bows down to a avodah zarah, unlike being roveya, the behemoth would not be killed. Another way to learn, explains Rashi, is that Abaya does not disagree with Rafshashis. Abaya is also of the opinion that takala itself is a reason to kill the behemoth. Abaya is just explaining why when a guy bows down to a behemoth, the behemoth is not killed, and why when a guy is roveya of behemoth, the behemoth is killed. And Abaya says, the act of being roveya of behemoth is a greater disgrace. It is a much more downgrading relation with the behemoth than bowing down to the behemoth. Abaya is not referring to klein in the sense of klein or takala. Abaya is just saying that even if takala itself is enough to kill the behemoth, lemaisa, we could still understand that if a guy is roveya of behemoth, the behemoth should be killed, and yet if a guy bows down to a behemoth, the behemoth should not be killed. Frekta Gemara, Abaya, why do you say that? Varei lonais, look at the trees, the atzei ashera, the ein klein on meruba, that too is not such a terrible, disgraceful act. Or the way that Ashayim explained it in such a downgrading act as Revia, despite it, the Torah said, Hashchei Sarif Vekali, it has to be destroyed, burnt, and totally wiped out. So why should bowing down to a behemoth be any different? And for the Gemara, the fact that the Torah says to burn a tree is not an idea that you're supposed to kill a behemoth. A behemoth is still something that is alive, and we don't take away life as easy as we take away a tree. Indeed, in regard to the Asherah, if this was used as an avodah zarah, if it was planted as an avodah zarah, it is to be burnt. But in regard to an animal, that is not the case. Even if the guy bows down to it, the animal is not killed. We see the Torah presents a concept of rachmanis in regard to the animal. We need a bezin shel chav gimel to kill the animal. It can't just be killed for no reason. Life should not be taken, any life, without the need to do so. So the fact that the Torah says to burn the Asherah is not a raya that the behemoth is supposed to be killed. And therefore we can say that if a guy is roveya a behemoth, the behemoth taka should be killed, but if a guy bows down to a behemoth, the behemoth perhaps should not be killed. Rava Merava says there is another svara to distinguish between a behemoth that was bowed down to a nevad, and a nirva, a behemoth that a guy was roveya. Rava Amr Taya, the Torah says behemoth nehenes meyaveira, the behemoth in the Revua case has hana, derives pleasure. And therefore, Tiharaket is to be killed. However, with the behemoth is bowed down to, the behemoth does not derive any pleasure. And it is not considered, perhaps, as much as a stumbling block for somebody to do this again, because the behemoth doesn't really know what is happening when somebody bows down to it. But how can you say that? If we have the case of the trees, the Amen and the Aveira, they too don't derive any pleasure from the Aveira. And despite that, the Torah says, Hashchei Sarav Ezekale, totally destroy it. And for the Gemara, once again, there is no kasha from the trees. And again, we see clearly the Torah has much more mercy on an animal than on a tree, There is a concept of not destroying anything, even a tree, for no reason. But Tzaykul Saif, to kill a behemoth, we still need a Bezen Shochav Gimel. So Akupanim, the only thing we see befeish in the Gemara, the Rava too makes a distinction between bowing down to a behemoth and being Rezeya behemoth. But Akupanim, there is a shaila in the Rishayim as to what the Rava's opinion is. Does he agree with Rav Sheshes that Takala on its own is a reason to kill the behemoth, or does he disagree with Rav Sheshes and he says that you have to have Takala and Kalai? And Akupanim, that is still our shaila at this time. What does it take in order to be mechayivas to stone the animal? The fact that the animal is a stumbling block, or the fact that there is somebody that is disgraced by the very being of this animal? Tashmazak the Gemara. In the Mishnah, we learn two independent reasons why the animal is killed. The Mishnah asked, Im adam chata behemah machata, what chet does the behemah have? The behemah is not a bal bchira. So one teretz was because it is a takala, it is a stumbling block. It is a cause for a person to be chayta. And Dover Acha, the Mishnah says, another tani is another concept is the concept of kalayim, the concept of disgrace. Shalayte behemai, there is beshuk, the yaimu, and people are going to say, Zui shenisko ploini el yada. Rashi explains that at this point the Gemara understands that in the faith of our Mishnah we see both concepts. Let's look at the Lashon. Shalayte behemai, there is beshuk. This behemoth that caused so much disgrace to somebody shouldn't be walking around the street. That is the concept of kalayim. The yaim, when people are going to say, Zui shenifko ploini al yada. This is what caused skila. The Gemara hears over here the concept of takala being described as well. This animal is a potential to cause the chi of skila. So from the reish of the Mishnah described the concept of takala. Kiva shabal adam takala al yada. And then we have Davaracha, another case in the Mishnah which describes both concepts. The stumbling block concept and the disgrace concept. Apparently, there are two different cases in the Mishnah. Therefore, Zakti Gemara Vait, as we turn the Amid, Mid a Seifa Takala the Klein, being that the Seifa already describes both Takala and Klein, Reish of the Mishnah, where we also stone the animal, must be referring to a case where we have Takala Beloi Klein. Only the stumbling block factor, but not the human disgrace factor. The Echidami, and how can we explain this? The Reisha must be referring to a case where we have Oivet Kechav Mabala Behemah. Indeed, the Behemah is at the color of the stumbling block, but the disgrace concept does not present itself over here because the Ben Oyach that engages in these types of acts does not consider it a disgrace. Zakti Marloinein. It would turn out then that the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a Benoyach and the Seif is talking about a Yisrael. That doesn't seem right. Indeed, says the Gemara, Seif at the Kala the Kalayim. In the Seif, apparently, the Mishnah is describing a case where there is both Takala and disgrace. But as far as the Reish is concerned, that is not a case of Takala. Reish HaKamashmalon, the Chiddush of the Reish is, Da'afila Kalayim Beloy Takala, the Chiddush of the Reish is that even when there is the disgrace factor without the stumbling block factor, Nami Mechaivi, the Echidami, and where would we have such a case where there is disgrace but no takala? Yisrael ha'ba'al ha'beheima b'shoigik. If Yisrael was ba'al ha'beheima b'shoigik, the concept of takala doesn't exist because there was no chait over here, no chiyuv. On the other hand, it is extremely disgraceful because the Yid does consider this a very disgraceful thing. It will ruin his whole image, his whole position in the community and so on. And therefore, the Reish of the Mishnah is telling us that even in the case where we don't have both, where we only have disgrace but not the color, the animal is killed as well. And this would be Kedaboyed of Hamnuna. The Boyed of Hamnuna, for Hamnuna did indeed ask, Yisrael, Habala Behemah V'Shoigeg, Ma, what is the Halacha? Do we say Takala the Kalayim, the Inan V'Hachan over here, Kalayim Nikah, the disgrace is there, but Takala Lekah, because Lamais there was no hate? I don't know, or perhaps, even when we have a Yisrael, a Baal HaBemah B'Shoigeg, Kalayim Afalpi She'ein Takali is enough of a reason to stone the animal. The Rashi explains, even though this would be a tremendous doichik, because the Reish of the Mishnah says, Kivan She'Baal Adam Takala Al Yodai. The term Takala is used, and we are now saying that Takala doesn't mean Takala, but Takala means it is a stumbling block because of the disgrace. But we aren't referring to Takala. The Gemara feels it is still easier to learn this pshat rather than to say that the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case of a guy and the Seif is talking about a yid. So Akubanim, we still don't have a raya what the halacha would be where we have to call her without the disgrace factor. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Tashma. Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad, if we have a girl that is 3 years old and a day, Miskadesh is Bibiya. Bia with her already constitutes Bia, and she will become Mekodesh with this Bia. And that would be if her father gave her over for this purpose, because he could be Mekadesh. Then Baalel Yavim, if a Yavim would be Baalel Kana, he would be Kainer. From this point on, if you'd want to send her away, you would have to give her a regular get. Because being that the Bia is considered Bia from that age and on, he was Kainer as a Yavama. If he was Baalel under the age of three, a get would not help, because he was never Kainer. He would have to wait for her to become a Gedoyla, and then give her Chalit. In addition, if she is 3 years old and older, 3 years and a day, the Chayavin Alel Meshemeshes Ish, if her father accepted Kesef Kedoshin on her part, she is considered an Eshes Ish, and if somebody is Baalel, he is Chayiv. Even though the Kesef Kedoshin would be Chal if the father accepted it for her under the age of three, her B is still not considered B until the age of three. So if somebody would be Baalel, he would not be Chayiv. In regard to being boil and nida, the halachas of tumah are very severe. A boil nida is metame mishkev tachtin ke'elya. Just like a zav. Mishkev, if he lays on something even without touching it, it becomes tummy like the yoyinishal zav. When a zav carries a beggar on his head, it becomes a rishay l'tumah, and that is the case over here. Now Rashi explains, indeed, the halacha is that a tanaiki is bas yoyim echad is already metame deziva, but that is only, however, if there is direct contact or b'medras. However, this chumrah of mishkev, even when there is no actual touching, this only applies to a tanaiki that is 3 years of age plus a day and older. In addition, the list continues. 3 years of age and older, nisus l'kayin. If at this point she gets married to a kayin, oichlis de truma, she may eat truma. Under the age of three, although, as explained previously, the kas of kedushin does take effect, she is considered an arusa, being that her bia is not a bia, the chuppah is not a chuppah. And the status of an arusa is such that she is not permitted to eat truma yet. Baalel echad min ha-psulim, like a cholol, nasin, or mamzer, after the age of three, pasla min ha-kohona, because the bia is considered a bia, masha'en kain if they were baalel under the age of three. She will not get nisa because she is still considered a minor until she is 12 years old. But if a gadol is baalel and she is an erva, if her father, brother are going to be baalel, they are going to be punished with death because after the age of three, the bia constitutes bia. The hipaturin has explained she is pata because l'maisa she is a ktana. Now here's where we make our diak. We say echad mikol arayis. Any of the arayis mentioned in the parasha of arayis, if they are baalel, there is a chiyuv. We have a behema. Apparently, even a behema, that is born a ktana that is 3 years of age and older, the behema is killed. Now, v'ahach over here, the kolayin ikka. This is truly a disgraceful thing. But tekalaleka, the concept of a stumbling block means there was chait, and there is no chait because she is a ktana. So, despite it, v'ktani mimos nal yada. That the animal is still killed. Is a haraya that the animal is killed even for kolayin without tekala. So akoponim, we see from here that you don't need both factors. One is enough. Answer the Gemara, no. Who says that there is no tekala factor over here? The animal is killed because it is a stumbling block. It was a cause of sin. Keeping the mezidi, she is amazed. Tekala namiyik. It is only in regard to shayig that we say there is no tekala, there is just disgrace. We don't kill the ktana. That is only because the Rachmanhi the Chazala. The Torah had mercy on her. She is only a small girl. She doesn't understand yet. But Allah bida chas and behema loy chas. The Torah has no Rachmanis in this case on the behema. But akubanim, both factors are here. It is takala and the disgrace. So we don't have a raya that if we only have one of those factors, the behema should be killed as well. Amarava, perhaps there is a raya from here. Tashma. Ben Tessa Shanim V'Yom Echad HaBal Yevemtoi, a child 9 years of age and a day and older, that is Ba on Yevemtoi, Kana he is Koiner. Now this Kenyan is a complicated Kenyan, because Sefkel Sefi is still a cotton, and Lamaisa he is Koiner as far as Yerusha is concerned, and he is Koiner as far as the Chiyav of a get. Chalitza now would not be effective, he would have to give her a get. However, he can't give her a get yet, because he is still a cotton. V'Yenin is a get ad Shiyagdal until he grows up. Rashi explains that the point is the Kenyan of Yivam stems from his brother. His brother was a Bardas, and it's sort of a transplanting of that Kiddushin. That is why Yivam may take effect, although he is still a cotton, but as far as the get would be concerned, that would have to be on the basis of his own Das, and he does not have sufficient Das at this age to be able to give a get. Also, from this age and on, Umetama Kenida Latami Mishkev Tachtav Kielyon, that same concept of stringency in regard to the Tumah of a Nida also applies to a Boil Nida. He would have to be 9 years of age and older, however, to receive this Tumah. Under that age, he would not contract the Tumah of 7 days like a Boil Nida. Rather, he would only be Tummy for the day. In addition, if he was 9 years old, and he was born on a Bas Kayin, personally with Pasla from eating Truma. However, if he was a Kayin and he was born a Bas Yisrael, he does not have the Kayach yet with his Bia to allow her to eat Truma. For his Bia may be considered a Bia, but in order for him to acquire her in the sense that she should be allowed to eat Truma, this would take a Kinyan. The Torah says Kinyan Kaspai, and he is not a Bar Kinyan yet. In addition, he Paislas a Behema Mial Gabi Amisbeach. If he was Nirva to a Behema, in the event that the behema would not get skila, for instance, there aren't any Eidim, then it's skala salyadi, but if there are Eidim, the behema would get skila because of the bia with a bentes. The imba alachas mikalu arayas v'amuris b'tayra, if he would be born any of the arayas, any of the women that are ervas to him, mumasim alyadi, he would not get skila because he is a cotton, but if any of the ervas, if an ashes ish, if his mother, if his sister, would willfully engage in an act of bia with him, they would be punished by death, because his bia is considered a bia. Now, in regard to the animal, the oach over here, kalayin ikka, there is disgrace. To kalaleka, because he is still a cotton, there isn't really chait on his part. And despite that, the katani niskelas al yadai, the animals do receive skila. So apparently, we see that we don't need both factors, kalayin and takala. And for the Gemara here too, that is a misconception. There is takal over here. Both factors do prevail over here. There is both disgrace and takal. There is a tremendous concept of chait. Given the mazit who this child is a mazit takal and amayeka. The reason we don't kill him is because of Rachmana who the chasi luvei is still a cotton. But allow the day chas Rachmana behemu loy chas Rachmana behemu the Torah does not have Rachmas. We still, however, don't have a diet. That if we don't have both factors, Kaloyin and Takala, that we should kill the Baim. Tashma. Tavarach, in the Mishnah we learned that another reason for killing the Baim is, Shalaytei Baim, Iveris Peshuk, the Baim should not walk around the marketplace, the Yain, when people are going to say, Zuhi Shenisko Ploini Al Yada, because of this animal, so and so was stoned. My love, Mid Sefer Takala the Kaloyin, being that the Sefer clearly expresses a case where we have both Takala and Kaloyin, and there is another case in the Reisha, Reisha Kaloyin, Beloy Takal. Now this is not to be confused with the same Raya from the Mishnah at the top of the Yomit. There we hoped to prove that the Reisha is a case of Takal without Kaloyin. Now we are trying to say that the Reisha is a case of Kaloyin without Takal. Let us at least prove that Kaloyin without Takal is a reason to kill the animal. The Echidami, and where would we have a case of disgrace without the concept of Chait? Yisrael, Habala Behem of the Shagik, perhaps that is the case of the Reisha. So Akupanim, we should see from the Reish of our Mishnah that both factors are not necessary. Disgrace itself is a reason to kill the Baim. Now, although Rashi explains, and as explained previously, the Reish of the Mishnah states clearly that we are dealing with Takala, Kivu Shabaladam Takala Al Yada, it is possible that that Takala means disgrace, but not the Takala in the sense of a stumbling block for Chait. Now, the Echidami, how do we have a case of Kiloin without Takala Bimitsiyas? We cannot say that this is referring to a yid, because in regard to a yid, wherever there is chayt, there is embarrassment as well. However, in regard to an oiv kechavim, that is not necessarily the case, and as explained, the oiv kechavim that are engaged in these type of immoral acts are not embarrassed about it. They don't think this is an act of disgrace. Therefore, perhaps the Reish is referring to a case of oiv kechavim, abal abayim, where there is takala, this is a terrible chayt even for the oiv kechavim, but there is no kalayim, the guy is not embarrassed. Like our original Shaila was from Rav Sheish. What we have proved is that we cannot prove anything from our Mishnah. Because although the Seif of the Mishnah clearly states a case of both Kaloyin and Takala, and the Reish of the Mishnah states a case that only one of those factors prevailed, there is no Hechuch as to which one of those factors the Reish of the Mishnah is referring to. And therefore, we don't know if kalayin without a kala or a kala without kalayin is enough reason to kill the bay. Now, just one akud that is discussed by the Rishayin. We previously mentioned the concept of Asherah. And the Gemara wanted to prove from Asherah that if there is takala, if a guy was nichshal in chait, then the item has to be destroyed. And although that may not be the case in regard to bowing down to a behemoth, which is a live animal, in regard to an object, surely the object must be destroyed. Anything that is a seba for chait has to be removed. Now we have a cloud that is trying to mask that in regard to the avodah zarah of a guy, there is bittul. If a guy deems avodah zarah, we could be mevatel it. We could say this is no longer an avodah zarah. It is only in avodah zarah shel Yisrael that doesn't have bittul. Once in avodah zarah of Yisrael will always be asur. But it's mashmas ma'al gemara that once it is an item of takala, even if it caused takala for a guy, it should be destroyed. So how can we say that even the avodah zarah of a guy has bittul? So the Rishayim explained, the Yad Rama talks about this, the Me'iri talks about it, that the guy, Seif Kol Seif, is not mitzuva in the ashchasa of the Aida. The guy is not mechuyev to burn the tree. It is only once the Yid has it in his possession that he is mechuyev to destroy it. Therefore, if before the Yid takes it into his possession, he is mevatel it, and the Yid declares that this item is no longer considered an avodah zarah, before the chiyuv of ashchasa starts, before it goes into his possession, it is no longer an avodah zarah. Masha'enkin in regard to a yid's avodah zarah, as soon as it becomes an avodah zarah, the chiyuv of ashchasa is already there. Therefore, we cannot be mevatel it. Masha'enkin in regard to the avodah zarah of a guy, before the chiyuv of ashchasa takes effect, before it comes into the possession of the yid, he can declare that it is not an avodah zarah, and therefore the chiyuv of ashchasa never takes effect. And that is why bittul helps for the avodah zarah of a guy, and bittul is not effective for the avodah zarah of a yid.